From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Aleppo evacuations suspended. Two men crying, hugging, emotionally drained as they are reunited, one of them having just gotten off a bus that had evacuated him from Aleppo. The evacuation itself, however, proved to be short-lived as the Syrian government suspended the evacuation of civilians from eastern Aleppo on Friday after blasts and gunfire were heard in parts of the city. Both rebels and government forces accused the other of breaking the fragile ceasefire agreement. The Syrian government ordered trucks and buses that had been carrying people out of the rebel-held parts of Aleppo to turn around as the army set up roadblocks along the highway that had been used in the evacuation. Turkey, which has been heavily involved in the Aleppo peace process, said the suspensions are temporary. Syria's government says the rebels broke the agreement, trying to smuggle heavy weapons and hostages out of Aleppo. The rebels, meanwhile, accused the government of suspending the evacuation as a way to pressure them into releasing civilians from two government-held Shiite villages currently under siege by the rebels. Not clear when the evacuations will resume. President Obama says the U.S. will take action against Russia or any other foreign government that tries to meddle in U.S. elections. Here he is speaking on National Public Radio.
I think there is no doubt that when any foreign government tries to impact the integrity of our elections, that we need to take action. And we will, at a time and place of our own choosing.
The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has concluded that Russian hackers broke into Democratic Party computers to leak potentially embarrassing emails about the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign.